cannot be annihilated through legalism or monasticism or pietism or asceticism or Phariseeism or celibacy or self-flagellation or confessional booths or rosary beads or Hail Marys or any other external means. The instrument of mortification is in the heart. It is the power of the Spirit, Romans 8:13. By the Spirit, you are putting to death. This is a spiritual thing, not a physical thing. Now, the Spirit is going to be there, but we have to be active in it, not passive. All the means of mortification are drawn from simple commands of Scripture to the believer that we must obey. Let me highlight some of them, all right? We'll run through a little flow and sequence. If you want to kill sin in your life, and that's the only way to a clear conscience, if you want to deal with sin in your life, here's how. Step one, abstain from fleshly lusts. Abstain from fleshly lusts. James says, each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. When lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. If you're going to kill sin, you got to stop lust. You got to deal with it with a peremptory strike. 1 Peter 2:11. And Peter says, and I think it's as simple and direct as you could possibly say it, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Now, what is he saying? I'll tell you what he's saying. Stop lusting. It's not too mystical. Stop lusting. It's like 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee immorality. Do you want to put to death the lusts in your heart? Then stop entertaining them. Peter doesn't describe some complex program of therapy. He says, quit lusting. Stop it. Put it out of your life. There's no point sitting around waiting for some heavenly power to erase lust. There's no point spending hours and hours or years and years looking for the right formula to chase away the demon of lust. Here's the most simple, straightforward means of killing sin. Stop lusting. Stop it. It's kind of like James 4, which says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Stop lusting, and you'll stop sinning. You say, but how do you stop lusting? Well, let's go to Romans 13:14, and here's another very simple command. The end of the verse, make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts. If you want to stop lusting, then don't provide anything for lust to feed on. You understand that? Don't accommodate your lust. Lust has to be halted before it gets started.